This is KGFW's Austin Jacobson. Attached is our best in-depth sports story involving the UNK football head coaching search and eventual hiring of Ryan Held. Welcome into KGFW's Talk of the Town this morning. I'm Austin Jacobson. Alex Hammocky, the Hammer, joins us as well as we're back for another edition of Loper Football. And it feels like rumors. It's like Fleetwood Mac out there because that's what the weekend was full of.
It really was, Austin. I mean, I remember the texts where they were flying through my phone of Ryan Held is in Kearney. Ryan Held, blah, 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 this. I saw Ryan Held at the mall. You know, it just kind of just blew up over Sunday in all reality. And I was like, whoa, okay. We went from 0 to 100 on the coaching search really quick in the terms of about 72 hours.
And let's talk about the difference, too, in 6 days' time, even less than that, really, because Coach Lynn, as of 7 days ago, was still the head coach for the UNK football team. And now we're already talking about maybe in place for a new football head coach in quite a significant less time than we've seen with other universities doing a head football coaching search. Obviously, the timeline is a little bit different. Let's start there. So Coach Lynn leaves on Tuesday last week, the middle of finals week. He has all of his formal announcements, the press release, all the shebang, and is announced as the head football coach officially with his press conference on Friday morning. Why is it so imperative right now that Mark Bauer, the athletic director for UNK, gets a coach hired sooner rather than later?
Well, I think right now your candidates are going to be out there and they're going to make themselves known for A. When you have the first round of coaching changes, what we saw at West Texas A&M when that job opened up, another MIAA job that opened up as well at the very end of the season with Missouri Western, you had some time. You were able to bring in candidates. You were able to show them around a little bit. Right now, you have the departure near the end of finals week, which never is a great situation player-wise. You'll have to bring somebody in so that when players get back, they'll be early January. They come back for the J term, and they'll do their winter workouts during that time. You want them to have somebody and say and shake their hand and say, hi, I'm your new head football coach.
Well, not only the new head football coach for the incoming players that are currently on the roster as it stands, but also those future recruits. You got to get those guys a face that they can latch onto, that they can attach to. Now, as we mentioned on Friday's show, we talked about how Levi Gallus and Will Rich have been named the interim head coaches. We have an inkling that they have been interviewed, but we don't hear anything official as of right now. But what we have heard and can confirm through some multiple sources across town, that we did see Ryan Held of North Alabama and former Huskers fame, as well as the former head coach of a Nebraska State College at Peru State in Kearney.
Welcome back to KGFW's Talk the Town. It's 9:12. Joining us is KGFW Sports Director Austin Jacobson and KGFW Sports Reporter Alex Hammocky. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Liz?
Good. I know you had breaking news just this morning on the search for UNK football head coach.
Right. And we can confirm now that sources are confirming to us as well as to multiple other outlets that it looks to be Ryan Held, former Huskers assistant coach as a running back coach under the Scott Frost regime, as well as former interim coach for North Alabama, and in his first stint in Nebraska, a head coach at Peru State, will be the new head coach, and I believe the 19th head coach in Loper football history, replacing Josh Lynn, as Lynn just a week ago announced that he was leaving to take over the position at West Texas A&M.
A week ago today at that too, Austin.
Right. 6 days of a coaching search is all that it took for Mark Bauer to find a new head coach. And we haven't gotten an official release yet from UNK, but what we do know is that the football team is meeting either via Zoom or in an in-person meeting with AD Mark Bauer today at 9:30. That is likely to confirm the head coaching news. Hopefully they will get at least a description as to why and an explanation as to why Coach Held was selected for the new Loper coach. But yeah, it's Ryan Held moving forward for the blue and gold. Austin Jacobson with KGFW Sports Today, speaking with the newly named head coach for the University of Nebraska-Kearney Loper football team, Ryan Held. And coach, first and foremost, congratulations on the new gig, and welcome back to Nebraska, and welcome into Kearney.
Well, Austin, I appreciate that, and it's been just overwhelming support from many people. I'm excited to be back in the great state of Nebraska and being able to be at a credible institution like Nebraska-Kearney with a program that's had a lot of success recently, and I look forward to building on that success and getting a lot more.
So, Coach, let's get started with the process of becoming the new leader for Loper football. It was a quick turnaround process for UNK Athletics. Just a week after having Josh Lynn step away, you were named the next head coach. How fast did that first phone call come in, and when did it really start to form into a reality for you?
Well, you know, Mark called me, and, you know, he was, you know, asking if I'd be interested in the position, and obviously I was very interested in. You know, then it kind of took off from there, and you know, he had to do his due diligence and talk to many people, and you know, through his process. But you know, we kept collaborating and having conversations and getting to know each other, and it was really good. And I'm very appreciative for Mark.
For KGFW Sports, I'm Austin Jacobson. We're speaking with the University of Nebraska Kearney Athletic Director Mark Bauer and Coach Bauer. I think you can finally get that much-needed break. You have a head coach officially announced today at the Health and Sports Center. Ryan Held, you introduce him, put the Loper pin on him. How relieving was that just from the athletic staff perspective?
For our entire senior staff, a lot of relief there. So, you know, this whole process since the day we found out that Josh Lynn was going to resign has been, you know, challenging in a lot of ways. I think the biggest thing that we were focused on was the fact that break was coming up quickly. We had already had a few individuals jump into the portal. We didn't want to lose. We wanted to retain as many of the student athletes as we possibly could. And we felt like as a staff that in order to give us the best opportunity and position us in that way, we needed to expedite this hiring process as quick as we possibly could.
Coach Held, first day as the official head of UNK football. You had the big announcement, everything going today. Just take me through, what has this day been like for you so far?
Well, I was up at 3 in the morning because I kept thinking of things that we needed to do. We had our voluntary workout at 7, so I went and, you know, was able to meet a few of the players. And then, obviously, here I am at the press conference and meeting different people. So